areas for the small farmer, for the person who wants to grow grapes and other things. And I say that from experience. I am a farmer, and I'm also a licensed landscape contractor. And I do business in three counties right around Salem here. And part of my business is to do custom farming work as well as custom as landscape work. So I work on country estates. I work on 5-acre estates, 10 and 20-acre parcels. Now, it's been my experience, and I have in these parcels farmed and done custom farming and done landscape work on better ground than I personally farm. And I farm between 100 and 300 acres, depending on the year. It's my experience that the small farmer, the person that owns the 5 acres, buys it because they have the country, the American dream, and want to farm it. They don't know how. They have very poor weed control. They cannot afford machinery to do the operation that they feel they would like to do. And quite frequently, this dream falls a little short, and it's unfortunate, but it's true. And I've seen it, and it can be verified. And so then the person wants to further subdivide this land into smaller parcels, and we have this dilemma that grows out of this. I don't want to see that happen to the EFU ground. It's happening in the other ground, and I don't think it needs to happen in the EFU ground. It really shouldn't happen here. So basically, I said, I'll just cut it short and leave it at that. It seems to me that this measure addresses predominantly the EFU, and we try to protect the EFU zone with a stronger zone, and the provision is there for people to have a smaller parcels and have their dream and work it out in the other area. Thanks.
Tom, thank
Any
you.
Any questions? I, at this point, you probably
No, I guess you've answered that. I was going to ask how, what, you know, when you told me you farm between 100 and 300 acres, and it's not as if you're farming little intense parcels yourself. So
yes.
That's where the answer to my question.
Tom, thank you for staying.
Thank you.
And that will conclude the testimony for this evening. We'll try to get Cliff Kanagi up early on Friday. And if Peter McDonald comes back, fine. Charles Clock left his testimony. Any other comments, questions, suggestions? If not, the committee will be adjourned.